Yes, sir, I'm well, thanks. I'm good. I'm good.
Well, as you know, lockdowns here, lockdowns there, not so in country New South Wales. Before we even talk about the Cup meeting and the race meeting, even though racing is continuing, have you been nervous in recent times whether you'd get to have your big day?
Yes, I think everybody's pretty uptight, aren't they, Andrew? These are very difficult circumstances we find ourselves in, whether you follow horse racing or State of Origin football or even the AFL. No one knows what's going to happen next. But, we would like to present racing in its best form. And our June meeting was quite satisfactory. It was a Sky 2 meeting. This one coming up on Sunday is a Sky 1 meeting where in New South Wales we're racing for $34,000 in our cup, $25,000 in the other races. So that's pretty good prize money.
Now tell us a bit about your race club. So you just mentioned you had a meeting the other month. You've got, I think, one more to go. So you race, what, three times, and they're pretty much around autumn, winter, aren't they?
Well, they are in the winter. It's June, July, and August.
Right. And that's always been the case. Were you ever a busier club? Does this suit the calendar for racing New South Wales and your township and so on?
I think there'd be people here in Narendra who could remember when they used to have 8 meetings or even more meetings a year, particularly probably at the end of spring and in the summer months. But Narendra's got a sand base on its track. So the track is fairly well draining, I would say, as against some other clubs that are on river flat, heavy country. We've been allocated 3 TAB meetings, which is pretty good for a small club. And those allocations are in the winter time, and given a nice day, it can be quite successful.
So you mentioned that sand base with the grass at top, so that holds you in good stead, because there have been quite a few meetings here in Victoria, New South Wales, Queensland that have been abandoned due to wet weather in recent times. You've been okay.
Yes. I've noticed that. I think even Moree was abandoned, wasn't it? This last week. It all depends on the track and where those thunderstorms go through.
We're chatting to Tony Patterson. He's the club president, Narendra, in country New South Wales. How far are you from Sydney? I know you're about 5 hours or so from Melbourne. I say that because when my dad and mum and I was growing up as a kid, we used to drive to Queensland, and I was in the back of a combi van, and Narendra was one of those townships I remember on the way, and I don't want to be insulting, but they were the townships we either stayed the night or we kept going or we might stop and have something to eat, and then we pressed on because for a lot of Melburnians driving there, and that was in the 70s or so growing up as a kid, on the Newell Highway, you were one of those towns that a lot of people stopped to get something and then kept on going.
Yes. We were a stopping point, that's for sure. And the highway here is it's a bit upgraded since the 1970s, mind you. You mentioned a combi van. Well, there's not too many people that take families in combi vans anymore, unless they're on the hippie.
Well, no, it was a combi van, and just to recall, growing up as a young kid, I mean, it's crazy how things were in those times, and I reckon you might be a little bit older than me, but, I recall that we'd stop at the towns going through, and we might stop at the news agencies, and, my dad or mum would, I think I bought a comic book, Richie Rich or something like that, and I remember my brother and I, there was a mattress in the back, and we would lie there, reading the comics and looking out the windows, or maybe just walking down to the front of the combi van. Didn't have to walk far. It was only a few, couple of meters, but there was no sense of seat belts or that in those days. It's quite crazy to think what we did.
Yes, but then again, there wasn't the traffic on the road and life was much more adventurous.
It was. They were quaint times. We're reminiscing, Tony. We better get back on track. But one thing that was different to those days, there was no such thing as a pandemic and COVID. And we mentioned about your worry about the meeting going ahead, and New South Wales, crossing fingers, will get this under control eventually. And we've got our concerns in Melbourne, of course. But how strictly is the worry about people coming from Sydney to you? I guess if people have left Sydney, they've done so now in the last week or so if they got out. But how strict is the policing of making sure that everyone that goes to Narrandera is able to be at your racetrack? Is there proper check-ins with that, with residential addresses and so on, or...?
They will be asked. We will have local people, the Lions Club, will handle the gate, and they will recognise people that aren't local, and they will be asked to supply proof of identity. It does become a little bit more difficult because, we're not a police state, but the police can only do so much, and we can't have them at the front gate of the Narrandera racetrack. So to some extent, you have to rely on people being, they've got to be responsible for their own self.
Yeah, we've tried that in many occasions, but we could be here for hours talking about furniture removalists and people not isolating and so on. So tell me, does anyone train at your track? It's used for the three winter race meetings, but do you maintain it, or is it used by anyone else over the rest of the year? Or
yes, we have a couple of trainers that not big stables, but they train on the track. Yes.
Who are they? Anyone of note?
I'll just say that they are younger people, and they are learning the trade.
All right. Well, that's
what we do have.
Have you forgotten their names? Have you, Tony? That's okay.
What we do have is we've got a young couple who are very successful harness people, and they are going to utilise the inside of our racetrack to train harness horses. They are very successful. That's Ellen Blakely and Blake Jones, and they have been using the training track also while we got these weather conditions.
Is there a harness track in Narrandera? Do you have a harness track or
no?
Okay, that's interesting. You're going to have harness people using your inside of your track to train, even though there's no harness track in the town.
Yep.
Okay.
They have come from just out of town and bought a facility here that was owned by Peter Bloomfield, which is adjacent to the racetrack, and I hope they're very successful at it, and I do hope that they will be interested in gallopers too one day.
Maybe you could put a lure there for greyhounds as well.
I think we're going a bit too far here.
No. And tell me, Tony, as we wrap it up, good luck with your cup on Sunday. But I mentioned that growing up, and for a lot of people, you're one of those towns on the Newell Highway when borders are open and we can travel. Well, who knows when that'll be in unison as one across the whole country. But what are the reasons people should actually stop it, apart from when you race three times a year? But if anyone is driving through New South Wales eventually, what are the reasons people should stop at Narrandera to have a look? Is there anything at all that you can, or should we keep going? What do you recommend?
Oh, Andrew, that's a tough question. You know, we've got a very good koala population.
Have you?
Yeah.
But are they designated? Are you just saying we go out the trees and look up in the sky, do we? Okay.
Yes. You go for a walk. You get a little bit of exercise. You break your trip. You stay here overnight, and you go down into our wetlands and walk through the common, and most people can see a koala. Most people.
All right, well, that's good, and that'd be free, of course. But I'm trying to find reasons for Narrandera. See, when I grew up as that young boy in that combi van with the family, I can recall Dubbo had the zoo. I was into hot, not mineral springs, but Moree have got the hot springs. A few of the townships have got something along there as a promotional. You might need to, I don't know, build a big koala or something, have some tourist spot there maybe.
I suppose that's something that could be put to the council, yes, but we've got some nice little koalas that happen to live in the trees, and there's quite a few of them.
Actually, I'm on the website here for Narrandera, and it does say that you are famous for your koalas there. Part of the Narrandera Nature Reserve is the Murrumbidgee Valley National Park, homes to hundreds of koalas. Sometimes dozens of koalas doze on the branches overhanging the river.
Well, that could be possible if you go far enough down the river, yes.
It says you've got a rodeo in February. Was that held or not?
Wasn't held last year.
Okay, and it says over Easter you have a big vintage car festival.
Yes, 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 we have that. We've got a very active pony club, which is adjacent to the race course, which we work in well together. And pony clubs, they've got a new lease of life, and they're giving a new lease of life to retired thoroughbred racehorses too.
Hey, tell me, how far is Burrellin?
Oh, about 56 kilometres.
Oh, okay, because they've got a big tennis racket, because that was Yvonne Goolagong Corley, of course, who grew up in the town.
That's so, right. Yep.
So there you go. Yep. Oh, no, you got a big guitar.
We got a big guitar, but it's indoors. We got a bit of history about.
See, guitars are Tamworth. I mentioned Dubbo's got the zoo, Maury's got the spa, the mineral springs. You got koalas, and they're in their natural habitat. That's great. But you got a race meeting on Sunday, and I'm wrapped for you because with all of the COVID situation and lockdowns, it's good to know your highlight race meeting's going ahead with a crowd and good nominations. You have a great race meeting coverage here on our RSN radio coverage, Tony. All the best and stay safe.
Thank you very much, Andrew. Thank you very much. And tell all the listeners to watch it on Sky One.
Well, we're a radio station, so I'll tell them to listen to the radio and they can watch a replay later on. But I know what you mean. There's Tony Patterson. He doesn't remember the names of the blokes that train at the race course, but they're young and up and coming. And they've got some great koalas as well at the township there. And they've got their race meeting on Sunday. In all seriousness, that's good because, it's major concerns in Sydney. But good luck to Narrandera.